Hey, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless, and I wanted to report on an accident that happened because this is something that could happen in any tower site. Now, this was at a construction site, and what happened was they were working on the 50th floor of a residential building. They were working on putting windows in, and a guy was just going for his tape measure. I imagine it was probably a 25-foot tape. Tape measure weighed a pound. Guy was going for it. It flicked off his belt, and he just dropped it. Went out of his hands, went over the side. So as luck would have it, 50 floors up, it went down. It actually hit a piece of steel that was about 10 foot up, and it ricocheted, and it hit a guy. It hit, it's really unbelievable. I mean, it was just a horrible accident that happened. I don't know how else to explain it, but it hit Mr. Gary Anderson. Now, here's what this guy was doing. He was delivering drywall, and he had his hard hat, but he didn't have it on because according to reports, and I have the reports in there, feel free to click on them and look. He had his hard hat off. He was sticking his head in a car window to talk to somebody or in a truck window. They didn't say what, but then he stuck his head out, I guess, right as it came down, and this tape measure weighed about a pound, ricocheted off the metal, hit the guy right in the head, didn't have a hard hat on. And, from what they said, Mr. Anderson was a very religious fellow, and it's just one of those things that freak accident, you know, what are the odds that it would ricochet and hit him right in the head, and they said he went right down. They took him to the hospital. It happened about 9, I think it happened around 9, and they said he passed at 9:52, so it actually did kill him. So if you go to the blog, I have a video in there where they interviewed some people, and I have a lot of articles in there. But yeah, it's just a sad accident. And, you know, I know it wasn't a tower accident, but the only reason I'm bringing it up because, you know, people drop things off towers all the time, and the ground crew should always, always, always have their hard hats on. And the other thing I want to bring up, you have a climbing helmet. Your climbing helmet is designed differently. Now, I'd wear my climbing helmet all the time, but on the ground, the hard hats are different. And the reason they're different, when you have a climbing helmet, your climbing helmet is to protect you from anything you could swing into on the tower. It covers your whole head. It's a helmet. It's not a hard hat. There is a difference. So with a helmet, it covers your head, and it protects you from side blows. If something hits you head on, or if it's something hits you in the back of the head, lower head, it pretty much covers your whole head, not your face, obviously, but you know what I mean, from your crown up and all the way back to the back of your neck. And the reason it's like that is because when you're climbing, you could swing into stuff or you could get hit on the right, left, top, front, anywhere. That's why motorcycle helmets are designed the way they are, to protect your whole head. So these helmets are very similar. They even cover more than a bicycle helmet. But a hard hat is different. When you look at hard hats, they're not meant to take impact like a helmet is, like even a football helmet. They're not meant for that. A hard hat is designed differently in case something falls and ricochets off your head. It's not meant to take the impact that a helmet is meant to take. It's meant to deflect whatever hits your head off of your head. Now, obviously, you know, be realistic. There's some things that it can deflect and others it can't. And they're very hard, but I'm just making a point here. When you're on the ground, you have your hard hat. Hard hats are made differently. I know a lot of guys don't like to wear them. Or here, you do take them off from time to time if you're hot, if you're cold. And again, this poor guy, you know, he just stuck his head in a car, apparently, or a vehicle, let's say. He stuck his head in a vehicle to talk to somebody, and something like this happened. But I wanted to make you guys aware. I wanted this to be a reminder of what can happen when you just have a momentary lapse of judgment, or that when you do drop something off a tower, you need to let people know. And trust me, I know how the pouches were. I always thought it would be nice to have a sealed pouch, which I guess they do have, but you rely on gravity to hold everything in. But I did a lot of crazy climbing where, you know, you sort of have to really stretch up or climb up on a beam, or, you know, things happen. Sometimes things just fall out or they snag. You know, your tools are in there. They don't always fit in your pouch or your tool pouch. Now, what I used to have is those tool bags that would zipper shut. I used those a lot. And when you get up there, you know, you open the zipper. But then they're open while you're working. So hopefully you have them beanered off somewhere where it won't tip over. And that was a challenge, too, trying to get stuff not to tip over. Anyway, I just wanted to make a point here. Be safe, be smart, be careful, pay attention to what you're doing. All right, guys, I just want to give you a heads up. Just be as safe as you can be. Things like this make you realize how precious life is. I mean, this guy's wife and daughter were at the hospital when he passed. So I just want you to think about that. Just pay attention. Be aware of what's going on around you. All right, guys, be smart, be safe, pay attention.